Board, please. I encourage you to turn in the scriptures. The fourth chapter, the book of Exodus. Look at the words of the third verse. This is Moses taking his rod and he casts it on the ground. And it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. The theme of the message this morning on this Easter Sabbath morning, I got a little confused in opening prayer, thinking of Christmas instead of Easter. But on this Easter Lord's Day morning, we want to think of the theme of the victory of the cross. And I pray that will encourage and bless your heart. On this day, we remember our Savior. Remember, this is His day, the Lord's day, a day set apart for the Lord. And today, we remember the death of the Savior. We remember Christ crucified. We remember that He died on that cross. And as Paul said, writing to the Corinthians, He died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. And I want to highlight to you, I want to point out that we see the death of the Savior here in Exodus chapter 4. Never forget, men and women, that there's much of Christ in all of the Old Testament Scriptures. When He walked that day to Emmaus, it says that He expounded to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. So there's much of Christ in the Old Testament. There's a particular aspect of the death of Christ, the cross work of our Savior, that we see here in Exodus chapter 4, and that is the effects or the results, the victorious results of the cross work of our Lord Jesus Christ, what His death did for us. Let me remind you, this is part of the story of Moses, the man of God. Remember that the Lord sent Moses back to Egypt. He was sent there by the Lord. He was given a divine commission. And Moses was sent back to Egypt as a savior, as a deliverer. He was sent to save and to deliver the children of Israel. Whenever the Lord spoke to him about that, and many Christians can identify with this experience, when the Lord begins to deal with you about a calling, a work that He wants you to do, Moses presented protests. He raised objections to the Lord. He said, "They'll not believe me." Perhaps the reality of the matter was Moses didn't believe. It was his own lack of faith. But he said to the Lord, "They'll not believe me. They'll not believe that you have sent me." So what the Lord did here in Exodus 4 was He gave Moses two signs. He gave him two miracles to perform, before the Israelites and before the Egyptians. And the miracles the Lord gave to Moses were to prove that he was God's man. The performing of those miracles would prove to the Israelites and to the Egyptians the truth of the message that Moses was declaring on God's behalf in Egypt at that time. So, two miracles. The miracles were, the first one we have read about in verse 3, the serpent. He had the rod of God, Moses' rod. That's very prominent in the story of the book of Exodus, the plagues and so on. Moses often used that rod and the performing of what God commanded him to do and bringing the plagues down upon Egypt. So he was to take his rod and cast it down and became a serpent, became a snake. It frightened Moses. Perhaps reminded him of the experience in the wilderness, the fiery serpents that bit so many of the children of Israel and they died. And then the Lord said to Moses, "You're to put your hand forth and take it by the tail." Imagine that, boys and girls. Taking a snake, a serpent, by the tail. But he obeyed. And the serpent again was turned back into a rod. Now just to emphasize to everyone in the meeting this morning, that was the first miracle ever recorded in all the Bible. I want to note that. I want you to note it. It's always good to note the first mention of anything in the Scripture. So if you ever do a study on miracles in the Bible, remember that John chapter 2 gives us the first miracle of the Lord Jesus turning the water into wine. So here's the first miracle in all the Bible. And there's always a lesson. It always gives you the key to that subject right throughout the Scriptures. The other miracle that God gave Moses was he was to take his hand and he was to put it into his bosom, into his breast. And then when he took his hand out again, he had got leprosy in his hand. It says, as white as snow. And then he was quite shocked about that. And then he was to take his hand and put it back in again. And when he brought it out the second time, it had been restored, just like his other hand or just like his other flesh. So two great miracles, two great signs given to Moses. And I want you all to see today, men and women, they're a picture of two great effects, two great results of Christ's death, Christ's cross work. Victorious results that we as God's people can all rejoice in at this Easter time. So the victory of the cross. Let's consider two things that Christ's death delivered us from. And I pray you'll go away home today rejoicing in God's so great salvation. The first thing that we learn here that the Lord delivered us from by the cross is Satan. You think of that third verse. It says that when he cast his rod to the ground, it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. Can I remind you all, the serpent in the Bible typifies the devil. Remember, the book of the Revelation says, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan. So the serpent here speaks about it. It's a picture of Satan. The devil first appeared way back in the Garden of Eden in the book of Genesis as a serpent, possessed the serpent. And that's very appropriate because it indicates to us the deceptive nature of the devil. I want to warn you all of that, boys and girls, young people. Remember, the devil is a deceiver. And we learn here that Moses, he's fleeing. He fled from the serpent. He was under the power of the serpent. And that reminds us that sinners are under the control of the devil, been driven to destruction, been driven to a lost eternity by the devil. But the great lesson, brethren and sisters, is that the Christian, every believer in the meeting today, here's a great truth for your heart this morning. The Christian has been delivered from the devil, delivered from his power, delivered from his designs for your life. And we've been delivered by Christ and by his work on the cross. As Moses, remember, he came as a savior. As Moses saved the Israelites from Pharaoh, from the power, the control of Pharaoh. As David saved Israel, remember when he was a lad, saved Israel from Goliath. And David delivered the Israelites from becoming the servants of the Philistines. Those are pictures of what Christ has done for us. He's delivered us from Satan, from being Satan's servants. It's interesting to read the story of Napoleon Bonaparte. There's some incidences, some stories in the life of Napoleon that are illustrations that can be used of great gospel truth. One time, Napoleon spread a map of the world out before his generals, and he put his finger on a little red spot. It was the British Isles. And he said to all his generals, he called them messieurs, he said, only for that little red spot there, he said, I could conquer the world. And you know, men and women, the devil, spreading out a map of the universe, he points at a little red spot, Calvary, the crosswork, the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says to every demon in hell, only for that little red spot I could conquer the universe. I want you to know today, men and women, Satan has conquered Satan is defeated. The great spiritual battle. In that great spiritual battle, Christ is the victor. And that's the teaching of the Scriptures. Think of what Paul said to the Colossians. And having spoiled principalities and powers, that's a description of the devil and all his evil power. It says he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So there's a description of the victory of the cross. Think of the first great gospel promise given away back in the Garden of Eden, the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15, sometimes called the proto-evangel. The seed of the woman bruised the serpent's head. The seed of the woman, keep that in mind when you think of the virgin birth of Christ. The seed of the woman, not the seed of the man, bruised the serpent's head. Well, that speaks of Calvary. That speaks of the enemy defeated. The bruised head is a picture of an enemy destroyed, an enemy defeated. So, brethren and sisters, we are delivered by the cross work of Christ from Satan. When we were unsaved, and if you're still unsaved in the meeting, think of this. In an unsaved condition, you're taken captive by the devil at his will. In an unsaved condition, you're walking according to the prince of the power of the air. That's a description of the devil. But Christ is the victor, and Christ has set his people free. The other great effect or deliverance of the cross that we learn about here is the deliverance from sin. In verse 7, it says, "Put thine hand into thy bosom again." And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. The second sign or the second miracle involved leprosy. Moses' hand became leprous, and then it was restored. And both of those things, becoming leprous and being restored, took place by placing his hand into his bosom on two occasions. Remember, men and women, that leprosy pictures the greatest disease of all, the disease of sin. There are many parallels. Leprosy defiles. A person that had leprosy was unclean, just like the sinner. Leprosy divides. Those that had leprosy had to be separated. The leper was separated, driven out from the congregation, driven out from the people. Leprosy was deadly. The leper died. Back then, there was no cure for this disease. So there are many parallels between leprosy and sin. And let me stress to you today, sometimes in the society we live in, the things we hear, the things we see, the laws that are passed, we forget this, men and women. Let me stress to you that leprosy was a serious disease. You only have to think of verse 7. It says, he plucked his hand out again. See how alarmed Moses was at the thought that he had leprosy? And here's the great truth I want to impress upon your heart, men and women. Sin is a serious thing. Sin is trifled with in the day in which we live. Never forget, sin is a very serious thing. How serious is sin? Well, look away today to the cross. Look at the sufferings of Christ. And you'll see how black, how hideous your sins are. Remember, men and women, it took the sufferings of the cross. It took the sacrifice of Calvary to deal with your sins before a holy God. If you think of leprosy in the breast, that teaches us about sin that's hidden, sin that's concealed, sin in the heart. The heart is deceitful, above all things, desperately wicked. So, leprosy in the breast teaches about sin that's concealed. Leprosy in the hand, well, that's a lesson of sin that's manifested. Sin that is displayed all around us. You think for a moment just of how clearly we see the effects of sin in this life and in this world. Sin causes disease and sickness. Sin was the cause of weeds and thorns. Sin was the cause of sweat and work, of death and the grave, of evil and wickedness. So sin is displayed all around us. You think of the hand, leprosy in the hand. Well, that reminds you of the things you do. And especially here, it teaches us about sin that's displayed in the doings, the deeds, the actions of men, the stealing, the murder, the immorality, and so on. So there's not a doubt about it. Sin has manifested itself powerfully in this world of ours. But see this great truth, this great gospel truth, brethren and sisters. Sin has been dealt with forever. Sin has been defeated at the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We who know the Lord are set free from sin, set free from its power. Sin shall not have dominion over you, the great promise of the book of Romans. We're set free from its penalty. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And one day, for Sister Arian, it was last evening, set free from the very presence of sin, entered into the Savior's presence. The Bible talks about God's holy heaven. So I want you to see that today, men and women. We've been set free from sin. John in his epistle said, he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. That word, propitiation. It is the idea that he satisfied the wrath of God for us by what he did on the cross. And John says the propitiation for our sins, he's talking there about the Jews, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Remember Peter's great statement, he bore our sins to his own body on the tree. What that means is that he experienced the penalty. He suffered as we ought to. He suffered in our place. Think of that lovely name of Jesus that we think about it, especially at the Christmas time. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And if you're unconverted today, let me tell you tenderly, he wants to save you from your sins this very day. So Christ has delivered us, brethren and sisters, delivered us by the cross, delivered us by his death. So here is a great picture of the victory of the cross, the victorious effects of his death. We're delivered today from Satan and sin. And I want to encourage you on this Easter Lord's Day, this Easter time, rejoice in this great truth and in all that the Lord has done for you. I'm sure you're familiar with that story when the Duke of Wellington went to fight against Napoleon. And the message came back to England, just two words, Wellington defeated. They didn't get the whole message, that the country was plunged into despair at the beginning, until the entire message came through. Wellington defeated Napoleon, or Wellington defeated the enemy. Let me ask you to think about that in the spiritual realm this morning, brethren and sisters. Christ defeated the enemy. To some people, to ungodly people, atheists, liberals looking on, his death was a defeat. His death was a tragedy. His death was a waste of what could have been. But you be in absolutely no doubt today, men and women, Christ's death was no defeat. It was a glorious victory. A glorious victory over two great enemies, over Satan and sin. And that's a great cause for praise today. And let us all declare, all that know the Lord, thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the victory of the cross. What a note to sound on this Easter Lord's Day morning. Just in closing, a few verses of a hymn